right, so we're back and ready for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about iPhone, well, really iOS 18.2.
Yeah.
And all the ways that this update is going to, like, make your iPhone smarter, more intuitive, you know, even more fun to use.
Definitely.
We found this great article on MacRumors posted just a couple days ago on December 16th called 20 New Things Your iPhone Can Do in iOS 18.2. So we're going to dive into some of these new features. And some of them are seriously cool. Like, imagine being able to share where your lost AirTag is with, like, anyone.
Oh, wow.
Even if they don't even have an Apple device.
Yeah.
Popeye lost luggage nightmares, right? We're also talking about making emojis that look exactly like your friends.
Cool.
And locking your camera's focus with, like, just one button. So many cool things.
Yeah.
Are you ready to unlock your iPhone's full potential?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Let's get started.
It's interesting how this update kind of goes beyond just the AI features that everyone's, like, buzzing about these days.
Right.
Yes, Apple Intelligence is obviously a big deal, but there's also a ton of really smart updates in iOS 18.2 that just make using your iPhone, like, way smoother, more enjoyable overall, you know?
Yeah, it's like they just sprinkled a little bit of magic on everything.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about this share item location feature in Find My.
Okay.
I feel like this is a game changer, especially for anyone who's prone to losing things, which I might be guilty of.
I think it's brilliant because it makes it so much more accessible. You can now share an AirTag's location with, like, literally anyone for a whole week, even if they don't have an Apple device. But honestly, the best part is that airline partnership. Like, if your luggage gets lost after a flight, you just share your AirTag location with the airline. Yeah. And then hopefully they'll be able to track it down and get it back to you.
So much faster.
Yeah.
No more losing vacation days because of your luggage.
Right.
I like that. But wait. What? It gets even better. You can even set it to, like, give you a notification if you leave your AirTag behind.
What? Really?
So if you, like, rush out the door and accidentally leave your keys at home.
Oh, no.
Your iPhone will actually remind you before you get too far.
That's amazing.
I know, right? No more panic attacks.
It's all about seamless control, giving you, like, the power to keep track of your stuff.
And your sanity.
Exactly. And speaking of control, have you seen the camera control upgrades for the iPhone 16 models? They're pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Those are slick. Mm-hmm. Like, the require screen on feature.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's like the end of accidental pocket photos.
I know. How many times have you ended up with a blurry picture of the inside of your bag?
Too many to count. But there's also that, like, AEAF lock feature.
Yeah.
That's pretty big news for, like, photography nerds.
Oh, yeah.
You can lock both autofocus and auto exposure with just one press.
Right.
So you always get, like, the perfect shot every time.
So smart. It's perfect for those times when you want to keep the composition or the lighting just right.
Like a stunning sunset.
Right. Or a video where you need to keep the subject in focus. And don't forget the option to, like, adjust the double-click speed for that camera control button.
Yeah, the accessibility.
It's great. You can customize the responsiveness to, like, perfectly fit your needs.
Apple is seriously thinking of everything. Making the iPhone, like, as personalized as possible.
I love that.
Okay, speaking of visual treats, what about full-screen video viewing in the Photos app?
Oh, that's a nice touch. It might seem small, but it makes a huge difference.
It does, right.
It's all about immersion, you know?
Yeah.
It maximizes the screen space so you get a more cinematic viewing experience.
It's those little things, you know what I mean? Speaking of which, did you see the hotspot mirroring update?
Oh, yeah, finally.
You can finally use iPhone mirroring at the same time as sharing your hotspot with your Mac.
Game changer.
Right. No more, like, juggling connections or sacrificing one feature for the other.
So true. This is going to be huge for, like, multitaskers.
And presenters.
Yeah. Anyone who uses their iPhone to collaborate.
I love it. They're constantly thinking of ways to, like, make our lives easier. And here's a little bonus for all our Sudoku fans out there.
Okay.
iOS 18.2 now has, like, daily Sudoku puzzles in Apple News. Plus, I know, it's a mental workout for your brain. Delivered every day.
So cool. It also shows how Apple is constantly, like, adding value to their services.
Totally. All right, now on to something that, like, may have bigger implications down the road. The new default apps section.
Interesting.
It's a little limited right now, but just the fact that they're even hinting at the possibility of choosing default apps outside of the EU.
Yeah.
It's like intriguing.
Yeah, it's a small step, but it could be a sign of what's to come. I mean, being able to choose our own default apps has been like a big topic of conversation for a while now.
Huge.
So this might be Apple like testing the waters.
Yeah.
And if they do open up that ecosystem further, it could really shake things up in terms of competition.
Absolutely. And user choice.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where you could just seamlessly switch between your favorite apps, you know. No hoops to jump through.
That would be amazing.
Right. Okay, but for now, let's focus on how iOS 18.2 is going to help us actually conquer our email inboxes. What's the deal with the new mail app categorization?
Oh, this is great. I feel like, you know, email overload is a real struggle.
Oh, yeah.
For so many people.
Ugh, so many emails.
Right. And this feature is designed to, like, make it all more manageable.
Uh-huh.
So now your emails are automatically sorted into different categories.
Like what?
Primary, transactions, updates, promotions.
Oh, wow.
Like, imagine trying to find that confirmation email for your flight. Instead of scrolling through a million emails, you can just go straight to the transactions category and find it instantly. It's so much more efficient. It puts you back in control.
No more getting lost in the email abyss.
Right.
Okay. And speaking of things that sort and prioritize, let's talk about AI.
Okay.
Image Playground and Genmoji.
Yes. This is where it gets really fun. With Image Playground, you can literally generate images just using text prompts. Or even your own photos as inspiration.
So cool.
Like, let's say you want a picture of a cat wearing a hat, riding a unicorn through a rainbow sky.
Okay, very specific.
Right. You just type that into Image Playground and bam, you have your masterpiece.
So fun and creative. I can see this being a hit with, like, everyone from kids to artists.
Exactly. And then there's Genmoji. You can make custom emojis that look like you, your friends, your pets.
Oh.
Like, literally anything you can imagine.
That's what I call personalization.
Right. But wait, there's more. Now Siri is integrated with ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah. The big brain boost.
It's incredible. Siri can handle, like, way more complex tasks now.
Like what?
Like, you need a summary of a super long, boring PDF.
Yes.
Siri can do that.
No way.
Or want to write a poem about your cat. Siri can help you with that, too. It can even give you, like, creative inspiration for projects you're working on.
Okay, that's next level.
I know. The possibilities are endless.
But is there, like, a catch? Is all this ChatGPT magic only for people who, like, pay for ChatGPT Plus?
You actually get to try out the ChatGPT 4 Turbo Engine and DALL-E 3 image generation for free.
Oh, nice.
But with a limited number of requests.
Okay.
But you can track your usage in the Apple Intelligence and Siri settings.
Cool.
And if you want unlimited access, you can always upgrade to ChatGPT Plus for a monthly fee.
I like that try before you buy option. Mm-hmm. Speaking of trying new things, what about visual intelligence on iPhone 16?
Oh, yeah. This feature feels straight out of, like, a sci-fi movie.
Totally.
It basically turns your iPhone camera into a tool for, like, understanding the world around you.
Okay.
Like, let's say you're walking down the street and you see a restaurant that looks cool.
Yeah.
Point your camera at it, and visual intelligence will instantly pull up information like their hours,
okay,
menu items, and even customer reviews.
Whoa. It can, like, read my mind.
They may not read your mind, but it's getting close. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It can read text aloud, identify contact details, copy text from real-world objects, summarize information, and even help you search for products you see.
That's insane.
It really changes how we interact with the world, you know?
Totally.
We're no longer limited to searching for things we know the name of. Now we can learn about anything that we see.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is cool. So have you checked out the writing tools?
Oh, yeah. They're, like, all grown up in iOS 18.2.
Right. Before, you could only, like, adjust the tone of your writing to friendly or professional or simplified.
Uh-huh.
But now you have way more control. Like, let's say you want to make a message sound more persuasive.
Oh, yeah.
Or you want to add some humor to an email.
Uh-huh.
You can just tell Siri what you want, and it'll help you craft the perfect message.
It's like having your own personal writing coach.
Right.
All right, and how about natural language search in Apple Music and Apple TV?
Oh, this is a game changer. Have you ever struggled to find, like, the perfect movie or playlist?
Oh, all the time.
You know, when you only have a vague idea of what you're in the mood for?
Ugh, yes. So much scrolling.
Well, no more. You can now search using just regular conversational phrases.
Seriously?
For example, in Apple TV, you could search family-friendly movies with talking animals.
Okay.
Or like thrillers set in space with a strong female lead.
Awesome.
And in Apple Music, you could search upbeat workout songs from the 90s.
Oh, I like that.
Or songs to listen to on a rainy day.
So cool.
It's so easy. No more trying to remember specific titles or keywords.
I love that.
And finally, for all our AirPods Pro users out there, did you know iOS 18.2 is expanding the availability of that hearing test feature?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
It's great to see them prioritizing hearing health.
And making it accessible to more people.
Right.
I think that's a great place to, like, take a breather.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from, like, lost luggage to AI-powered assistance.
It's incredible how much they packed into this update.
Serious.
iOS 18.2 really shows how committed Apple is to innovation.
And like just creating a better experience for us.
Absolutely.
I love that. But I think like with any new technology, especially AI, it's important to like consider the bigger picture.
Right.
Like as we give our devices more access to our data and like our surroundings, what does that mean for privacy?
Yeah, that's a great point. We'll have to dive into that more.
And security. And how do we like make sure that AI is used responsibly?
Ethically.
As it becomes more and more part of our lives.
Right.
These are all questions worth thinking about as we like keep going with all this new technology.
Absolutely.
So join us in part two as we explore these big questions and uncover even more hidden gems within iOS 18.2.
Can't wait. You know, it really is fascinating to think about, isn't it? And I feel like iOS 18.2 kind of gives us a glimpse into how we might actually answer some of those questions.
Right.
Like take the writing tools, for example.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of mind-blowing that we can give Siri specific instructions on like how to adjust our writing.
I know.
You know, it feels like it's going way beyond just simple dictation.
It does. It makes you wonder, like, what if in the future we're collaborating with AI on, like, creative projects,
granola,
bouncing ideas off of Siri, getting feedback on our writing style.
Like a built-in writing partner.
Right. That's always available and never gets writer's block.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not just limited to writing. Imagine AI collaborating with us on music production or, like, graphic design.
Oh, wow.
Even coding. As AI gets more advanced, it could be like an incredibly powerful tool for creativity.
I know. It's almost like instead of worrying about AI replacing us, we should be looking at it as a way to like amplify our own abilities.
Right.
And unlock like completely new levels of creative expression.
I love that. It's about finding that synergy between human ingenuity and AI capabilities to create something truly unique.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the potential goes beyond just like the creative realm.
Right? Oh, for sure.
Think about like how AI can help us be more productive and efficient in our daily lives.
Like that mail app categorization feature.
Yes. Taming the email chaos.
Right. It's basically freeing up our mental energy by automatically sorting our emails.
So we can focus on like the things that really need our human skills.
Exactly. Critical thinking, problem solving, building relationships.
So it's not about like AI taking our jobs.
Right.
It's about AI taking care of the tedious stuff.
Yeah.
So we can concentrate on like what we humans do best.
I like that. That's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah. It's all about that balance.
Right.
But of course, we can't talk about AI without talking about privacy.
Oh, of course not. That's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
It is. Especially with features like visual intelligence. I mean, it's amazing. But it also gives our iPhones the ability to like see and interpret the world around us.
Yeah. And that does raise some, you know, valid concerns.
For sure. Like, we're giving our devices access to so much personal information, our surroundings. We need, like, clear guidelines to protect our privacy.
Absolutely. And Apple does have a good track record on privacy.
They do.
But it'll be interesting to see how they handle these evolving concerns as AI keeps getting, like, more ingrained in their products.
Yeah. But we as users also have a role to play, right?
Of course.
Being aware of like what data we're sharing, the permissions we're giving to apps.
Exactly. We need to be like informed consumers.
Yes.
And make conscious choices about how we're interacting with this AI-powered technology.
Right. Okay, but shifting gears a little bit.
Okay.
What do you think about that natural language search in Apple Music and Apple TV?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, me too. It's so much easier to find what you want.
Right.
It's like you're having a conversation with your entertainment library instead of like battling with keywords.
It really is. And it's a great example of how AI can improve user experience in like subtle but really significant ways.
Right. So instead of typing in like rigid commands or search terms,
yeah,
we can just talk to our devices naturally.
Exactly. And this is only the beginning, you know.
Yeah. As AI keeps evolving, we can expect even more like seamless ways of communicating with our tech.
Oh, for sure. But for now, let's focus on what we have in our hands.
Yeah.
iOS 18.2.
Right here, right now. So, quick recap.
Okay.
We've got improved camera control features, a smarter Find My app, a more organized mail experience, a huge boost for multitaskers with hotspot mirroring, all those fun new AI-powered creative tools.
And don't forget the expanded hearing test for AirPods Pro users.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
It's amazing, like, how much they packed into this update.
It really is.
So what stands out to you as the most significant aspect of this update? What have you most excited about the future of the iPhone?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's so much to be excited about. But if I had to choose just one thing, it would be the way AI is becoming more integrated into our experience.
Yeah, not just like a gimmick.
Right, exactly. It feels really helpful and even empowering.
Empowering.
Yeah. Like, what I find so compelling is how Apple is using AI not to just take over tasks, but to actually enhance like our human capabilities, whether it's helping us write more effectively, manage our time better, or understand the world in new ways.
It's like AI is becoming a tool for like personal growth and creative expression.
Exactly. It's not about replacing humans, but about working with us.
Like a partner in our progress.
Yes. And that's what makes iOS 18.2 so exciting.
It really is.
It's like a sneak peek into a future where AI is just like seamlessly woven into our lives, not as a threat, but as a partner.
I love that. But let's like come back to the present for a minute.
Okay.
What's one feature that you think our listeners should check out first?
That's a good question.
Something like both fun and practical.
Okay, how about the Image Playground app?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's a great way to just like play around with AI-powered image generation.
Right.
And it's really entertaining. You can create all sorts of images just based on text prompts or even your own photos.
So it's like having a personal artist on call,
yeah,
ready to like bring all your ideas to life.
Exactly. No matter how crazy those ideas might be.
Awesome. Speaking of crazy ideas,
did you know that Genmoji can actually like learn your style?
Right.
The more you use it,
yeah,
the better it gets at creating emojis that really capture like your personality.
Oh, wow.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But also super cool.
It is cool. It's like having a digital twin that speaks emoji.
I know, right?
That's pretty wild. But seriously, it's like, it's amazing to see how AI is just becoming more and more personalized with every update.
Yeah, and intuitive.
Yeah. This whole deep dive has been so eye-opening.
I know.
It's not just about, you know, learning about the features. It's,
yeah,
about like sparking our curiosity, inspiring,
yeah,
us to try new things.
That's the beauty of technology, right?
Totally.
Always evolving.
Like pushing the limits.
Inviting us to come along for the ride.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And with iOS 18.2, I feel like Apple has given us a lot to explore.
For sure.
From subtle tweaks to like major AI advancements.
Yeah.
It really shows their commitment to innovation.
Yeah. And to like really creating a great experience for us.
Yeah, that user experience is so key.
It is.
What I really appreciate is that like balance they've struck.
Oh, yeah.
Between like power and accessibility. I mean, these features are so sophisticated.
And also so easy to use.
Yeah. Apple really has a knack for like taking something complex and making it feel really intuitive.
Totally. Like anyone can use it.
Yeah. Not just the techies.
Right. And that's what makes it so great. These features are designed to like make life better for everyone.
Exactly.
The way we work, the way we connect, even just the way we have fun.
I love it. So like as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
what's like the one big takeaway? What do you hope our listeners like walk away with?
I hope they leave feeling like excited and optimistic about the future of technology.
Yeah.
I feel like we hear so much about the like the dangers of AI these days.
Oh yeah, doom and gloom.
Right. But iOS 18.2 shows us the good side, you know?
Yeah.
It shows us how it can actually empower us.
Make our lives better.
Inspire us. Help us live like more fulfilling lives.
It's a good reminder that technology at its best is about enhancing our human experience, not like replacing it.
Right.
That's such an important point.
I think so too. And you know, as we keep exploring all the possibilities of AI, we need to remember that.
Yeah.
Embrace the potential, but like think carefully about the challenges,
right,
and never lose sight of like the human element at the core of it all.
Well said. All right. Well, I think it's time to wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive.
Already.
I know, right? Time flies when you're having fun with AI.
It really does.
But before we go, I have like one final thought-provoking question for our listeners.
Ooh, I love these.
We've talked about how AI can make us more creative, more productive.
Right.
But what about its potential to like connect us on a deeper level?
Oh, that's true.
Like imagine a world where AI can help us bridge like cultural divides,
Wow.
foster empathy,
Yeah.
build stronger relationships. How do you think AI could help us create like a more compassionate and understanding future?
That's a great question to leave everyone
I
with.
know, right? Food for thought.
It really would.
It challenges us to think about like not just the practical uses of AI,
Yeah.
but also its impact on like our hearts, not just our minds.
I love that. Maybe that's something we can explore in a future deep dive.
I'd be down for that. All right, until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.